This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Your name's Sam. Hello, Sam.
Well, hello.
Hello. Another anniversary.
Yes, another anniversary. Flying happy, thick and fast.
Happy anniversary to Pulp.
Yes, happy 20th to This Is Hardcore.
This Is Hardcore.
This Is Hardcore, yeah.
What year did it come out?
98.
Oh, what?
I know, crazy.
I was in school.
I was in school too.
Well, you remember school, eh? It was cool, though. Not that great.
Primary school.
Whatever. Oh, what? You did?
I was in primary school.
Oh, I thought you said private school.
Oh, no, no, fuck no.
I was like, wow.
No.
Wow.
Not rich enough for that. anyway, yeah, so the sixth studio album from British band Pulp, released in 1998, turning 20. And it's interesting about Pulp is they actually formed in the 70s, and not many people realise that. They formed in 1978. In Sheffield.
Hang on. So yeah. They've been around
for quite 40 years. Time. Crazy. Yeah. But it took them a long time to get traction as a group. They slaved away for years through the 80s, didn't get anywhere really. And from this early stage, it was just Jarvis Cocker.
That actually makes so much sense because they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It took them a while to perfect their goodness.
Yeah, but I think sometimes like with a lot of bands that get picked up later, like they've just got such a high standard that they don't necessarily have to completely like pump stuff out all the time.
True.
They only do it on their own buzz.
Very true. Yeah. It was just basically him and a bunch of rotating cast members, I guess you'd call them. But when they got to the 90s, they had so many lineups before then, but they finally settled on a solid lineup in the 90s. And it was this lineup of Jarvis Cocker, Candida Doyle, Nick Banks, Steve Mackay, and Mark Webber that they had their most success releasing albums like Different Class and His and Hers, obviously. Different Class even won the Mercury Prize in 1996. And after years and years of slaving away, they were finally getting the credit they deserved, and Jarvis Cocker was front and centre of this, as we all know. But when it came to recording This Is Hardcore, the band were going through a bit of a tough time, some troubles, which led to this album taking a year to record. Jarvis Cocker was battling a cocaine addiction.
No!
Surprise, surprise.
And is that why he wanted to punch Michael Jackson in the face?
Yeah, and of course, there's that, obviously that very famous moment at the Brit Awards where he goes on stage and then he flashes his ass at the audience and like...
Yeah, he had some pretty public freak out there. Yeah.
Apparently he mishandled one of the child actors on the stage.
Oh, no.
All sorts of stuff happened. And cocaine, celebrity lifestyles, getting to him a bit, you know, tabloid culture.
Just don't do drugs, okay?
Don't do drugs, people.
Otherwise, you'll be flashing your butt and mishandling children.
Man. It was kind of this burgeoning dissatisfaction for fame, which kind of inspired the lyrical direction of this new album. It takes on a bit of a darker tone than Different Class, which is kind of more, I guess, humorous and fun and happy. But this track, you know, he discusses things like pornography on here, drugs, fame, all those good things.
Yucky, dirty adult stuff.
Yeah, yucky, dirty. This Is Hardcore.
Gritty.
This is very much hardcore.
It is.
Sound-wise, also, they kind of changed their direction a bit here. They went down more of a glammy sound. He sounds a lot like David Bowie on this album.
Huh.
He uses his quite baritone Bowie-ish voice to good effect. And, quite anthemic songwriting compared with the more witty storytelling, I guess, of Different Class. So, without further ado, let's start with the opening track of the album. It's called The Fear. And you'll hear straight away this kind of glam rock influence. It's very David Bowie sounding, and particularly in the chorus, circa kind of Ziggy Stardust era. So, see what you think.
Moody.
The sound of love.
Doing a bit of
industrial feedback.
Wikipedia buzz.
We have. We've been investigating the 1996 Brit Awards incident.
Yes. So Cocker invaded the stage at the 1996 Brit Awards in a spur of the moment protest against Michael Jackson's performance. Jackson was performing his hit single at the time, Earth Song, while surrounded by children and a rabbi. Cocker said his friend Peter Mansell, a former Pulp member, performed an impromptu stage invasion in protest. Cocker was detained, obviously, and interviewed by police, and then kind of
released.
He was released, but it was like under the suspicion of assault, and then he subsequently released. He was subsequently released without charge. But opinions from the press on Cocker's actions were mixed. Melody Maker's edition of in 1996, for example, suggested Cocker should be knighted. And Noel Gallagher of Oasis said that Jarvis Cocker is a star and should be awarded an MBE. Regarding his actions, Cocker said, "My actions were a form of protest at the way Michael Jackson sees himself as some kind of Christ-like figure with the power of healing. I just ran on the stage. I didn't make any contact with anyone, as far as I recall." It's like, he just wanted to punch him in the face.
Pretty much. The video is really funny. He goes on stage, flashes his ass at the audience, looks around, security run on stage, chase him. He runs around to the back of the stage and they still can't catch him, and then he runs off stage.
He's like, he's not even religious.
No.
But he just got pissed off with him.
Pretty much. He was probably on cocaine at the time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I think that's definitely it. And then he went on to produce this album.
I know.
I guess. Well, so yeah, let's hear more.
Let's hear more. Yeah,
let's hear more.
The next track we're going to listen to is called Party Hard. It's track number 3 and the final single released from the record. Reached number 30 in the UK. And here, Joe Cocker. Jarvis Cocker sounds even more like David Bowie on this track. He kind of sings in a mock Bowie baritone voice. Very good effect, actually. It's remarkable how much like David Bowie sounds here.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me. I just swore and that was not intentional either. Okay.
Party hard.
Yeah.
Party all day, every day.
All day, every day.
Very David Bowie-esque, that song. Remarkably so.
Yeah, like it sounded like Bowie.
It could have been. Who knows? I mean, what, Jarvis Cocker might have still been locked up escapades at the Brit Awards.
No.
jokes.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this word.
Vehemently.
Someone just texted in with this word.
Vehemently.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of good responses, and particularly discussing the incident at the Brit Awards.
Yeah, someone said, thank you very much for your text, by the way. You could understand how someone who likely is
vehemently
against religion would see Michael Jackson as Jesus figure as insult to injury, though, eh? Yeah.
Fair point.
I guess so. I mean, if you're against religion and you don't think Jesus exists, like, and then someone's kind of putting out this, but then there's a rabbi there. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It was more like the projection of healing, right?
Yeah. Earth Song is quite like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about saving the world and all the rest of it. Vehemently. Anyway.
Do you know what this means?
Vehemently.
I'll have to get my dictionary out.
In a forceful, passionate, or intense manner, with great feeling.
Vehemently.
Cool. Sorry, let's get back to the music.
The next track we're going to play is the lead single, actually, from the record. It's Help the Aged. It reached number 8 in the UK charts. And this is kind of has more classic pulp feel to it, much like their previous record, Different Class.
Help the aged. One time they were just like you. Drinking, smoking, sex and sniffing glue. Help the aged. When did you first realize?
Jed's.
Squeezing every last piece of that song.
I know, every last bit of audio tape.
Yeah, he's just in there.
Mm.
I don't know why that's making me laugh. Getting some great texts.
Yeah, great stuff.
Everyone's obviously very gripped by
the Brit Awards.
By the Brit Awards
incident.
But it is hilarious to think, because like at the time, you know, Michael Jackson was a god.
He was. He was like
no one wanted massive, to punch him in the face.
One of the top celebrities of the '90s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. So thank you very much for everyone texting.
Anyway, reception and the legacy of this record.
The legacy.
So the album was a critical and commercial success, reached number one in the UK and earned them a third successive Mercury Prize nomination. So despite the negative tabloid attention on Jarvis Cocker and the troubles of the previous few years, the group were as popular as ever, and this resulted in a highly successful record.
Because who doesn't have a problematic period in their life?
Every musician group goes through that. Human. Some can't even get out of it.
Yeah.
So it's now considered one of their best albums, certainly in their top three. Pitchfork voted it the seventh best Britpop album in 2017.
Shaka.
So it definitely has that wider recognition as being one of the better UK albums from the decade. As for Pulp themselves, they went on to release one more album in 2001 before calling it quits in 2002, although they did undertake a very successful reunion tour between 2011 and 2013.
Because why not?
Why not? I mean, it's the age of reunions, isn't it? Everyone's back on the gravy train.
Yeah, I mean, you can make so much money.
You can, so. Yeah. As for Jarvis Cocker, he's had somewhat of a solo career. He's released three albums, but these days he tends to be more of a media personality, which I guess fits his personality. He's gone into acting, journalism, radio, perhaps not surprising that that's kind of the direction he's taken.
So the less movement, the better.
The less movement, the better. But we'd love him to make some more music because he's a great songwriter.
Yeah, why not, Jarvis? Come on,
Jarvis.
Come
you've had,
on,
yeah,
Jarvis.
You had your time as a celebrity. move back to songwriting, buddy. Anyway, we're going to finish with...
A song.
It's called I'm a Man.
What?
Surprise,
really?
Surprise. And this is track number 8. And it's a bit of an up-tempo party anthem. Jarvis Cocker is really good at writing those types of songs, so
Well, thank you very much for coming in,
Sam.
Thank
you. Thank you for the tech messages.
Ticky
messages.
The technical messages.
Go on YouTube and watch that Brit Awards incident. It's really funny, actually.
I mean.
I just can't get over how the security guards couldn't catch him.
Well, because when you're on that much cocaine, I guess you're just really quick.
Pretty much, yeah.
Enjoy, everybody.
Bye. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Just fly.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.